Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today, we filed an information charging George Zimmerman with murder in the second degree. A capias has been issued for his arrest. With the filing of that information and the issuance of the capias, he will have a right to appear in front of a magistrate in Seminole County within 24 hours of his arrest, and thus formal prosecution will begin. We thank all of those people across this country who have sent positive energy and prayers our way. We ask you to continue to pray for Trayvon's family as well as for our prosecution team. I want to especially thank Mr. Crump and Mr. Parks, who have stayed in touch daily with us on behalf of our victim's family. Remember, it is Trayvon's family that are our constitutional victims and who have the right to know the critical stages of these proceedings.
That's Florida Special Prosecutor Angela Corey announcing at a press conference that George Zimmerman has been charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. And that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. John King here talking to legal analysts Mark Najami and Jeffrey Toobin about Mr. Zimmerman's new attorney and the charges that have been pressed.
Mark, I want to go to you first because you've had a conversation with Mark O'Mara, who is Mr. Zimmerman's new criminal defense attorney. What did he tell you, and what is his next move?
Well, I spoke to him, in fact, while Ms. Corey was making her announcement. And he's with Mr. Zimmerman, and he is already beginning to start his defense and putting it all together. He learned when we all learned about the charge and the fact that it was a no bond and it was a second-degree murder. So the next step will be to coordinate Mr. Zimmerman going to the Seminole County Jail, where he will be booked and processed like anybody else. And like anybody else, he'll have a first appearance the following morning. I suspect that Mr. O'Mara will request a bond at that time, or it will be put off shortly thereafter for a bond hearing so that it can be considered by the court.
And help me understand the specifics of Florida state law. When you file a second-degree murder case, obviously at this press conference, the special prosecutor was very careful. She said, we are not going to publicly discuss the evidence. But what is the burden on the prosecutors? How much of evidence do they have to disclose to the court when they file the information, the complaint?
Well, there's really no information. In Florida, we don't do this by grand jury where it's considered by members of the community and a grand jury. The state attorney, in this instance, Ms. Corey, makes a charging decision. They evaluate the evidence, the facts, and if they deem there's enough probable cause in order to file formal charges, the document is called an information, and the information is, in fact, filed by the state. If it were to be a warrant out, then that gets taken before the court, before a judge, excuse me, to issue a warrant for the arrest, and that's what's apparently happened here, a very normal process. It gets a bit complicated thereafter. There's not an automatic entitlement because it's second-degree murder, which is a charge, second-degree homicide. So it's because it is punishable by life. Now it will be Mr. O'Mara on behalf of Mr. Zimmerman to go to court and argue that a bond is appropriate, that there's no risk to the public, and that there are no flight concerns. And another element would be that the risk is not, the proof is not evident and the presumption not great. Those are legal matters, but basically to show that this is a questionable case and, in fact, a bond should be given and that there are terms and conditions of a bond that could be met.
Jeffrey Toobin, your observations of what you heard from the prosecutor, and specifically, she is making what I will call a bold decision here. This is the most maximum charge she could have put against Mr. Zimmerman. You can't charge first-degree murder without going to a grand jury in the state of Florida, and Ms. Corey decided not to do that, so she decided to go with second-degree murder, which could carry life in prison without parole, instead of a lesser charge as such in manslaughter. Your observations?
Well, that's, she threw the book at him. This is a very, very major charge. It carries the potential of life in prison. The jury instruction that the jury will receive is he can only be convicted if he showed a depraved attitude towards Trayvon Martin's life. That's a tough burden for a prosecutor to meet, but she has access to facts that we don't. The missing couple of minutes where in between the 911 call that Zimmerman made and the shots being heard on the other 911 call, we don't know what happened there, but there may be other evidence. There may be witnesses that the public doesn't know about, and apparently it was enough to let the prosecutor bring these charges.
So we'll have some more on the story of George Zimmerman and the Martin case when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We've just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
The weather's getting warmer, and Lowe's has everything you need to make the most of spring. That's why Lowe's offers free delivery on all in-store and online purchases of riding and walk-behind mowers, grills, and patio sets $249 or more. Plus, save more by choosing 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 4/16/12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
0 to 60, I'm Bobby Owens. If you're a fan of Vipers, and I don't mean the slithering kind, you'll be pleased to know that the next generation of the classic American sports car is back and will debut at this year's New York International Auto Show. The all-new 2013 SRT Viper, formerly the Dodge Viper, has returned. Ralph Giel is president and CEO of the Chrysler Group's SRT street and racing technology brand.
The launch of the 2013 Viper proves that we simply could not let the performance icon of the Chrysler Group die. SRT was challenged to not just continue the legendary Viper, but to create a world-class supercar that would showcase the very best we have to offer.
Two new models of the iconic supercar will be hand-built in Detroit, the SRT Viper and the SRT Viper GTS.
The SRT Viper model offers a perfect blend of extreme performance that brings the driver as close to the machine as possible. The Viper GTS builds on the legendary performance of Viper with a 640-horsepower engine with 600 pounds of torque.
For more, visit drivesrt.com. That's 0 to 60 from Chrysler.
Talk Radio in Review, our daily overview of the hot hits in talk radio, focusing now on the Florida Martin case. Here our host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking about the arrest of George Zimmerman and the charges against him.
George Zimmerman now in custody, charged with second-degree murder in the Trayvon Martin killing. What is second-degree murder? Let's just go through that quickly.
All right, well, second-degree murder is not capital murder. It's not premeditated.
You can't get the death penalty.
Right, you didn't go out and say, I'm going to kill somebody or I'm going to kill Gatos tonight. I've got a plan and I'm going to go through with it. That would get you the death penalty in most cases, or in most states that have the death penalty. So second-degree murder is, in the heat of the moment, you decided to do something that caused the death of someone else.
Right.
Whether it be with a gun, whether it be with a firearm, or something else. You could come home and find your spouse in bed with another person. You shoot that person, that could be second-degree murder.
Or, second decision.
Or, if Zimmerman truly was attacked, and he decided to that's out of it because that would be the stand your ground law, which originally they said that would fit the parameters, but now they have gone back and decided, well, maybe he didn't stand his ground or didn't need to stand his ground against a 17-year-old kid.
Okay, so here's the deal. Why I think actually today is, it can be seen as a good day for George Zimmerman. I know it sounds crazy. You know, you're charged with second-degree murder. But,
oh, and by the way, he was arrested, too. They did find him and they did arrest him.
Here's the thing. He knows now what he's up against.
Mm-hmm. Instead of hiding.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, you're sitting around, you've already taken somebody's life. Whether it was right or wrong, it'll be proven in court. But now he knows what he is up against. Also, no one's gonna kill this guy, seeing him walking across the street or you know, an idiot like
you
Spike
know,
Lee.
I don't know. I don't know though.
He's in
jail. Custody. He's right. In custody, but that doesn't mean somebody couldn't get to him or want to kill him. Are you saying that somebody wouldn't now that kind of sort of justice has been done, that the anger's over? I don't know if the anger's over.
He may be safer in jail than he is.
I see. Yeah.
Maybe safer in jail than he is.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean,
just ask Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, I think he probably will be safer in jail. It's going to be a big court case.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, the inmates, I don't know how much they're going to know about it. But, hey, you know what? I'd be very careful where I place George Zimmerman when I'm in jail.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want to put him in general population, no. That's for sure.
The other thing why it might be good for him is he's going to be able to tell his story now, and he's not going to be able to mouth off on Facebook. When I say mouth off, it's not really the right word. He was, and Facebook is, let me repeat that. He's got his own website.
Right.
He's been talking.
Right.
He
was doing his own defense fund.
Terrible.
Basically.
Terrible.
And hiding.
Terrible.
So what it comes down to is that the law will come down, or justice will be served, but there's no way this guy's going to get off. I'm sorry. I mean, I said this at the very beginning a long time ago when we started talking about this guy. I feel sorry for him because there's no way he's ever going to get out of jail or he's going to get the maximum sentence because so much stuff has happened between the time the cops let him go and the prosecutor said, we don't have anything here, until now. There's no way he can get, like, a slap on the wrist, and I don't think he can get a fair trial. Everybody knows who this guy is.
Taco's David Bowes here. With a focus on the latest developments, including the arrest and the new attorney.
As the prosecutor in Florida was making this announcement, there was one thing that was struck me as a little bizarre, which is that she kept saying that the whole focus of the case was to make sure that there was justice for Trayvon. Twice I heard that phrase, justice for Trayvon. And I thought, if you start off, you know, looking at the case, and remember, this is the way it's, The whole point of this investigation was supposed to be looking for justice for Trayvon. But the point of the investigation should be looking for justice for everybody, including Zimmerman there. You know what I mean? I mean, if Zimmerman's the innocent guy, then you would want justice for Zimmerman, too, regardless of public pressure. And this prosecutor keeps saying, you know, we don't try cases by public pressure. We're not influenced by that. Yeah, right. You know, that's why all your top prosecutors says, yeah, we'll take a look at this case. Now, Zimmerman has apparently a new attorney. The new attorneys will probably tell him to shut up since he's spoken off the record with two reporters, or at least two folks from Fox. One of them is Hannity. And, you know, it's probably extra stupid for him to speak to Hannity because I don't know if Hannity will have the same kind of, you know, journalistic, I don't have to reveal my sources kind of thing. He probably will, but maybe not. So apparently, at least somebody who Hannity thinks was Zimmerman was talking to him at some point. But it's a bizarre thing. If you're in all kinds of legal trouble, just because you can get a hold of somebody on TV or something doesn't make it a great idea to talk. I'd talk to your lawyer first. But anyway, so a big announcement now, second-degree murder. And again, where's Zimmerman? Well, he turned himself in. And yet, over and over again, we're hearing all this, you know, Zimmerman's got to be brought to justice. He's got to be, tackled and the rest. You know, he's got to be brought in. He's on the loose. He's not on the loose. He wasn't arrested yet. So now that there's a charge, he turned himself in before the charges. I'm just pointing this out because there's been such a strange media thing. But I'll tell you what, I would be a little bit nervous if I were Zimmerman. I would be thinking to myself, you know, I'm not so sure that I'm going to get a fair shake here. Because if the whole point of the case starting off was justice for Trayvon, the assumption behind it is that he's the guy who needs justice instead of the other guy. Make me a little bit nervous.
Okay, so I guess we've had enough of that. We shift our gears to the latest from the campaign trail next on The Countdown.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What's going on or what's coming down? I guess talking about what the talk radio world is focused on, the talk television. Here from Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Crash Davis talks to Pennsylvania host Bob Hauer about how Rick Santorum's fellow Pennsylvanians are reacting to his decision to get out of the race.
All of his foes and his supporters kind of unite behind the reason that he gave, because, of course, it was about his daughter. And so he'll be treated with kid gloves about the way he dropped out, right? As well he should be?
I think so. Now, I'm a smart man, too. You know, his daughter does have a very rare genetic disorder and does require an awful lot of care. And you know, for that, I wish him and his family all the best. Let's put that moment aside. I don't think the guy was going to get the nomination. And I don't think anybody was feeding him the information that he was going to get the nomination may have been leading him down the wrong path. It just wasn't playing out. No, he did win 11 states. Pennsylvania's numbers were even getting close. And this is a state that, you know, back in February, he was up 29 points in one poll. And then the next month, it was a two-point gap. The numbers just weren't adding up for him. And I think inevitably there was going to be a window when he was going to have to make his exit. The interesting point, though, is last week he had a meeting with some other conservatives in Northern Virginia talking about what is our plan going forward, what do we do? And they were going to try to focus on, as we understand it, Newt Gingrich and trying to push him out of the race to leave, you know, a little more room for, you know, him to just have Romney and have Gingrich's supporters potentially go on and slash Santorum.
But with the tightening of the polls, as you mentioned, it was 29 points in February, down to 2 points. Even Santorum's people had to be nervous when the anti-Santorum ads were starting to come into Pennsylvania, because nobody was going to mess with him in his home state. It was almost like trying to challenge Newt Gingrich down in Georgia or Ron Paul. Okay, well, we'll put Ron Paul aside. But Mitt Romney in Massachusetts, the home state guy, is going to carry that. But now some of that anti-Santorum money was starting to leak in to Pennsylvania when they thought maybe Romney's people had a chance. That had to make the campaign nervous, didn't it? I mean, he didn't even carry his state when he was up against Casey 6 years ago.
Yeah, and that loss was on the record books. It was one of the worst losses. And that was one of the things that negative campaign ad that started making their way around, reminding people, oh, by the way, he didn't just lose. He lost pretty bad as an incumbent. And, like I said, Romney hadn't even really started a pushing on Pennsylvania. And that was a big debate. What did Romney do? Did Romney decide, hey, I'm going to force Santorum out of this whole thing by dumping millions into Pennsylvania? Because he loses Pennsylvania, how can he say he's going to, you know, win this nomination?
The GOP race for the presidency Here's host Doug Meehan with NBC's Bob Constantini. They talk about Santorum's departure from the race and if that's enough to secure the nomination for Mitt Romney.
Could it be that Santorum may have been in danger of losing his home state of Pennsylvania and now is trying to get out before the embarrassment of it all? And in doing so, basically establishes a clear path to the GOP nomination for Mitt Romney.
The problem is conservative evangelical leaders have been coming on and saying they still just aren't exactly thrilled or behind Mitt Romney at this point. And they were, you know, a lot of Christian conservatives that coalesced behind Rick Santorum. Well, now Santorum's able to do the math and has decided to get out of the race. Even if he'd won Pennsylvania April 24th, wouldn't have been a good day for him necessarily, because there are also the contests in Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, and Delaware, where Romney would expect it to be do pretty well.
Isn't it kind of a moot point, though? Because if the conservatives and the evangelicals and all of those that aren't in Mitt Romney's camp right now come the general election, won't they have to be?
Well, they'll either have to be in his campaign or camp, or they'll stay home.
Or they just won't vote.
Yeah, which would be a problem, obviously, for Mitt Romney. So he still has to try to do a selling job to them, and I've seen him in several locations on the campaign trail and also at some of the conferences here in Washington. Seen him try to sell himself a little bit better and talk about his faith, and you know, there are some people who just or may not be won over at all, which, you know, is all in the president's favor in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah.
If Christian conservatives just can't be excited about Mitt Romney.
After the items coming your way at the bottom of the hour, more on the GOP race. Focus on Santorum next on the Countdown.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you can even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
I'm David Travers, head of operations at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. For more than 25 years, March for Babies has given us the opportunity to support families in our communities. Take steps to help women have healthy pregnancies across the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Actually, as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues, we talk about what life is like in this race without Mr. Santorum. Here's Laura Ingraham talking about what happens next from her perspective.
Now that Rick Santorum has suspended his campaign, the ball is fully in Mitt Romney's court. His campaign can no longer blame the travails of a long primary to explain away polls that show his support lagging in swing states, among women, and in other key demographic groups. We know what Barack Obama's strategy is going to be. Paint Mitt Romney as a defender of the rich, an enemy of women's rights, an out-of-touch elitist who loves firing people, a guy with mega mansions and a car elevator. Obama will continue his get-out-the-vote razzle-dazzle operation, complete with celebrity endorsements and a wife who pops up to sell his accomplishments, and her own, on every entertainment platform known to man. But Romney should take heart, because many of us are convinced that voters actually want to see a serious debate about how to turn this country around. Many of the voters who supported Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum did so because they believed each of them would aggressively and passionately fight to restore our national path to prosperity and invigorate our commitment to our founding principles. Many were doubtful and still are that Romney has the political savvy and commitment to common sense conservatism to get the job done. So to get those folks to really rally for him, to volunteer for him, to go door to door for him, Romney needs to demonstrate quickly that he will be as tenacious in taking the fight to Obama as he was in taking it to Gingrich and Santorum. He's prone to saying that Barack Obama is a nice guy, but, well, that may be gracious, but it doesn't advance the ball and it doesn't make Romney any more attractive as a candidate. Plus, think about it. What's happened to our country in recent years, and especially under Obama, isn't nice at all. Chronic under and unemployment, stagnant wages, rising prices for food and gasoline, record debt levels and deficit spending. So as the president does the divide and demonize dance during this election, Governor Romney should emerge as the adult in the room, offering a mature, fact-based plan to restore the American dream to all people, regardless of race or gender. The games Barack Obama has played with our money have brought us to a dangerously close position of no return. Game on.
Taco's Linda Lopez with reporter Paul Murnane about how Mitt Romney's campaign has changed since Santorum dropped out.
For Mitt Romney, this is the first full day on the campaign trail since Rick Santorum suspended his bid for the White House. And today, the GOP front runner in Hartford. Paul, was it obvious the general election campaign has started more of a campaign speech than a primary speech?
Yeah, it didn't, Linda, feel like here in this room in Hartford, a primary speech. He didn't mention the rivals within his own party. What Mitt Romney spoke about in his speech that wrapped up here at this printing business on Main Street just a few minutes ago was what he was hearing from the owners of small businesses that he met before this appearance here. Romney telling the crowd that the business owners don't feel the government is the ally. And he said what business needs is not government telling us what to do, but it's a free people, in his words, pursuing their own dreams as they see fit. One line that stuck with me was Romney saying that for all the talk from the Democrats about a war on women, Romney said here that the real war on women is President Obama's failed economic policies. The campaign has been making the point today that under President Obama, in excess of 850,000 women, they say, have joined the ranks of the unemployed. Linda.
So not surprising, pivoting toward President Obama rather than Republican rivals. Was there any indication today of what role Rick Santorum might play going forward for Mitt Romney?
The Republicans in the room here feel that, you know, this being a blue state, described as a blue state, they feel that Romney now will have a bigger impact than people will give him credit for having before. Have a better time in states like Connecticut that lean toward the Democrats here. Not a lot of talk here about Santorum. A lot of talk about the speech here being a starting point. Former Congressman Christopher Shea is just walking by here, who's running for the U.S. Senate, told us just a few minutes ago that he thought that this speech marks the beginning right here in Hartford, Connecticut, he said, the beginning of the election campaign. So if people were expecting something that they would hear ahead of the primary here in Connecticut on April 24th. It was a real straight-up presidential campaign speech that we got here in Hartford wrapping up just a few minutes ago.
All right, lots to talk about, so let's move along. The debate over the Buffett rule, that is, Warren Buffett says, let's pay more taxes here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
2012 marks the third year April has been declared Parkinson's Disease Awareness Month. Activists for Parkinson's Disease, or PD, hope to help spread awareness of this progressive neurological disorder and raise funds to better understand this disease. The month's biggest event is the Parkinson's Unity Walk in New York City on April 28th. Here to comment on the significance of community action is PD patient and patient advocate Gail Smith.
After being diagnosed 7 years ago, I decided that it was important for me to become an active member of the PD community. Having a strong support system, an invested healthcare team, and an effective medication regimen has allowed for me to continue doing some of the things I love, while also being able to advocate in the community for better understanding of this debilitating disease.
If you're attending the Parkinson's Unity Walk, be sure to stop by the red carpet at the Teva booth to share how you support the PD community. For more information about PD, visit www.parkinsonshealth.com.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less.
So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
Talk Radio in Review, the Buffett Rule has been talked about a lot in the last 4 or 5 months. From television, Chris Matthews talks to analyst Robert Reich and Stephen Moore about the Obama plan to increase taxes on the rich.
It does seem to be a classic American fight. The president's making it here, not saying I've done a great job. His president's saying, no, I'm on the right road, and the road is fairness. We should not be out there giving tax breaks beyond the Bush tax cuts to the rich. We shouldn't be doing that at the expense of the poor people when we have to cut Medicaid and Pell Grants and things like that that really affect working and poor people. Robert, will this be a winning issue or not?
It's going to be a winning issue. We're going to see the most populist campaign, Chris, the Democrats have waged since the last 3 weeks of Al Gore's 2000 campaign. I mean, Mitt Romney is the poster child for wealth and power and privilege in this country. He also fell into the trap, it seems to me, of endorsing Paul Ryan's budget that, as you said, gives a huge tax break to people who are at the top and also cuts Medicare and Medicaid and food stamps and a lot of things that the middle class, lower middle class, and the poor depend on. A kind of reverse Robin Hood budget. Look, we're going to see a lot more of this. We're already hearing, and we already heard in December in that great speech, I think, that at least it's in my ears, that the president gave out in Kansas about fairness. He used the word fairness then in December 15 times. We're going to have at least 15 fairnesses per speech from now on.
Well, that's a good word, fairness. I like it. I mean, Mr. Moore, I want to ask you, respected Stephen Moore, this question. Why do you folks on the Ayn Rand conservative right believe the way to get the rich to work harder is to give them tax breaks, more money in addition to the money they've already earned by tax breaks all over the place, and the way to get the poor people to work harder is to cut them, to hurt them. Help the rich, hurt the poor, but both make people work harder. Why would a poor person work harder if you slashed Medicaid, the chance for his kid to go to college? Why would a rich person work harder when he's already made the money that he's now getting the tax break for? Your thoughts?
You know, my thought is that you're right, that this presidential election is going to be about two themes. Democrats talking about what Bob Reich was just talking about continuously, fairness, 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 and he's right. That will be the president's message. For Republicans to defeat that message and for Mitt Romney to win this race, he has to use the word that neither you nor Robert Reich nor Barack Obama has been using at all lately, and that is growth and prosperity. And I think that has to be the message. The way to grow this economy is the way Reagan did it. Get tax rates down. Rates down for everybody, not just rich people.
By the way, Bush was only known for one domestic achievement besides the war in Iraq, which most people didn't like. The one thing he did at home was cut taxes.
That's right.
That gave us what we got in 2008 and 2009.
Well,
why wouldn't it do it? Why do you say it's the road to prosperity when it was the road to doom?
Well, wait a minute.
It was under W.
Chris, you could make the same argument about Bill Clinton's tax increases, that those caused was doomed by 2009 and 10 when the,
what?
I mean,
no.
by
most
1999
people,
and 2000.
Most
they,
people remember the Clinton era is very positive.
The stock
very
market positive. It did. Look, we cut the tax rates in 2003. In 2003, 4, 5, 6, and 7, we had a very, very healthy economy. Then the economy crashed because of the reflation of the housing market. But the same thing happened in the Clinton years. We had very 4 or 5 prosperous years, and then,
not
of course, the economy crashed.
Not a chance.
It did.
Chris, my good friend Stephen Moore doesn't want to admit that after the Bush tax cuts in 2001-2003, median wages started to drop and fewer jobs were created even before the Great Crash than were created in any 4 years of Bill Clinton's presidency.
Talk's Mark Reardon with Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about the emergence of the Buffett rule as a campaign issue.
The bottom line is, whether you're against the rich paying more in taxes, whether I'm against it, this is something that polls well. There are a lot of Americans that feel that the rich should pay more of their fair share, whatever that is, that a millionaire or a multimillionaire is not paying enough in taxes, and that's how we should solve some of our problems.
Well, the Buffett rule is pure politics. It's a lot of what happened in Europe as they let their tax policies get out of whack and let their government get bigger than their economy could support. But the biggest thing about the so-called Buffett rule is we have never taxed investment income like you taxed earned income, because if you do, people won't invest. I just finished reading a book about General Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, coming back from World War II. The top rate was 90%. The top tax rate was 90%.
That's right. Yes.
The capital gains rate was 25%. We have never thought that you tax money that's at risk like you tax money that somebody is writing you a check and giving you a paycheck. Otherwise, people won't invest. Even when the top rate was 90%, the capital gains rate was less than a third of that. And the reason it was significant in this book, Eisenhower and others coming back from the war, if they handled their memoirs the right way, they got to count them as a capital gain, oddly, rather than regular income. Obviously, there's a lot of difference in 25% tax and 90% tax. But the point is that, if you lose this money that you invest, you don't get to take that off your income.
And the reason that that's important in relation to Warren Buffett, and look, people don't sometimes understand this, is that most of his money, he takes a small salary. I think his secretary makes more money in salary than he does in salary.
Probably right.
I think we've established that based on how much taxes she's paid. We don't know exactly, but it's got to be in the $300,000 range based on what she says she paid in taxes. So the money that he's talking about, and when he makes this case that the secretary doesn't pay the same effective rate, is because most of his earnings are from investments. So it's hard to... good soundbite. You know that.
It is a good... It's pure politics. There is no doubt about it. And you got to remember, if you tax income... at too high a level, this investment income, people don't invest. And if people don't invest, nothing happens that creates jobs and opportunity. If you don't understand the risk-reward element of capitalism, you don't understand the fundamental key rule of how a capitalistic system works. And the president clearly either doesn't understand it, or he thinks the politics are so good that he wants to ignore it.
Here's another radio host named Dan Rivers with a sort of focus on the flaws of the Buffett rule.
You know what? This thing is going to bite us in the rear something awful. Because you think about this. President Obama makes it sound as if there are millionaires all over America paying taxes at lower rates than their secretaries. Now, isn't that really what he set up out there? Middle-class families should pay higher tax rates than millionaires and billionaires. Obama said Monday, that's pretty straightforward. It's hard to argue with that. But the data tells a different story. On average, the wealthiest people in America, they pay a lot more taxes than middle-class or poor. They pay most of the taxes. According to, this is private and government data, they pay at a higher rate, and as a group, they contribute a much larger share of the overall taxes collected by the federal government. And there may be individual billionaires and millionaires out there who pay taxes at rates lower, but not a lot. There were 1,470 household filed tax returns with incomes above $1 million, yet paid no federal income tax, according to the IRS. That, however, was less than 1% of the nearly 237,000 returns that were above $1 million. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. And the next time somebody's out there saying, soak the rich, remember, it's at your own peril. I have no affair, a love affair with the rich. I'm not rich. I'm a broadcaster who has basically worked for other people most of my life, just like you out there. But when you think about soaking the rich, putting out that Buffett rule, just think about this, how silly this kind of thing's. You're not going to raise money to change our lives. Nothing is going to change in America if you soak the people making $1 million more. If you go out there and do it, you're not going to bring in enough money to even put a dent in the $1.3 trillion debt we have.
We have more taxes. If that's not enough, the cost of gasoline next up on the Countdown.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America, FlowJack hand well pumps, peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A lot of comparisons where we go from state to state, the rising gas prices, ridiculous situation. Here's host Kevin Cohen talking to Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina about what Graham thinks we need to do to bring down the price of gasoline.
Gas prices, yeah, I've been saying, and let's drill here, let's drill now, let's drill safely. I mean, all the key little buzzwords that you're supposed to use. Senator, it hasn't happened. We haven't done it. What do you think we could do if we were to say, starting tomorrow, to impact our own gas prices and just to give a little more control to ourselves in this country?
Well, oil and gas are commodities. The more of it, the less it costs, right?
You would think.
Yeah. Okay. Look at the oil sands up in. We're about 3 million barrels a day below what we need to be. And you can get about 750,000 barrels a day just from Canada. Build the pipeline, for God's sakes, from Canada down to the Gulf Coast. That's 20,000 jobs, and it will be about 750,000 barrels of oil a day we'll generate in the future from Canada. Anwar is another 750,000 barrels. Off the East Coast, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, maybe Georgia, the Eastern Gulf for sure, there's a lot of untapped oil and gas resources. If the president decided tomorrow that we would aggressively open up the continental shelf, ANWR, and build the pipeline from Canada, you'd see a dramatic drop in gas prices simply because of future supply.
All right, let's say, hypothetically, that Mitt Romney defeats Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll see more of that push?
If he does, then he's missing a huge opportunity. What I tried to do several years ago with Lieberman and Kerry was to do a kind of a comprehensive deal. You got the environmental community who wants us to move away from fossil fuel. You don't have to agree with global warming to understand that the more fossil fuel we use, the more dangerous it is for us as a nation. You know, wouldn't you love to be able to go to the Mideast one day and say, we'd like to help you, but we don't need your oil? So the idea of getting off fossil fuels as a source of fuel is a good idea, but it's going to be generations. So let's find as much of it as we can on our shores that we control and try to find technology to reduce demand for fossil fuel. So what I wanted to do is expand nuclear power on the production side. Building nuclear power plants is a great way to create jobs in America and become energy independent. Use coal, just make it cleaner coal. Gas is the bridge fuel. It's cleaner than coal. We have more of it than any place in the world, so let's go find the gas through fracking, do it in an environmentally sound way. Sure. So if I were Romney, I would promise an energy independence initiative, and I would lay out what I've just said. Under Romney presidency, we're going to explore off the continental shelf. We're going to open up the Eastern Gulf. We're going to open up ANWR. We're going to build a pipeline from Canada, and at the same time, we're going to expand our nuclear power footprint to create jobs and independent source of energy. And we're also going to move into the alternative energy arena with wind, solar, the other technologies, hybrid cars. Just do all the above. See, when Obama says all the above, it's something he knows he has to say politically. I don't think it comes from his heart. His words out of his mouth, not from his heart. I think when Romney says all the above, he really means it.
Here's Tacos Garland Robinette with Jeff Leonard from the National Association of Convenience Stores.
It's interesting. I'm looking at what generated this was a report last week in Wall Street Journal. Pain at the pump is hitting gas stations. And it talks about you got 110,000 independent stations out there. Gas consumption is at an 11-year low, which really surprised me. Lower convenience store sales and hefty credit card processing fees are hurting you guys across the board. True?
That's all true, yes. Now there are things that also drive sales. We had two really good things that have happened this year that have been good for sales. Number one, we had 2 days last week where arguably they were the busiest days in convenience store history as everybody stocked up on Mega Millions tickets. Two very, very strong days. Now, the question is, you only make about a nickel a ticket on lottery, but were people buying other things? So the guy in front of me bought $44 worth of tickets and a bottle of wine, so that was good for the business, but how did that change? Did more people, in a given day, about 160 million people are at a convenience store, close to half the population. Those days, clearly, it was in the 200 millions, but did those people stick? Did they come back and say, hey, you know what, I thought they had an interesting sandwich offer or something like that? That would be good, but we don't know that yet. The other thing that really affects sales is the weather, and that's probably, when you talk to retailers, you ask them if they had a good or bad week. You can probably predict that based on the weather. If it's nice out, people are out more, they're getting things to eat, they're getting things to drink, and sales go up. I talked to somebody who said that when the weather's 90 degrees and 80% humidity, everyone's a genius because, you know, stores are filled. People are coming in to get something to drink or get something to eat. So that's good. But yeah, the gas prices can have a dampening effect on us and everyone else.
As the hour comes to a close, you may want to check out some of the details, the information, the stories behind the stories at DougStephan.com.